incredible. That was one of the best catches I ever seen. So he didn't get any better than that. I wish they'd have given him a touchdown. Then we came back on the next play, and it was a little bit easier the next one. But that was unbelievable.
Did you want to go right back to him, knowing that he got you down that far?
Yeah, I mean we had a chance to get him, in a good matchup. So he made an incredible catch, and never seen him like that.
Touchdown after that, where you had Von Miller on last week, you saw a backer on him, you threw the fade route to him.
Yep.
Positioning where he ran a slant, or was that the call?
Well, I think we got, a couple options out there. So, like anything, whatever they're trying to take away, you're going to try to do something opposite, and you just need good execution. So, I thought we, did some good things. I thought we left a lot of points out there. So, it was a great win, but, we'll be back at work tomorrow and trying to figure out how to get better and going to the bye week and try to make some improvements. We got a tough stretch coming up.
Well, it seemed like Julian was that you don't always have best complementary weapons for it.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a great group of, guys that just really work hard and come in every day and try to get better. The receivers just work their butts off, and they've really come together and found roles for themselves. The tight end group, with the way Gronk's come back and Tim Wright's found a role, and Who Man his role, and the tailbacks, James Devlin throwing it to him, and then Shane and Jonas when Ridd was in there. I mean, we miss him, but it's always hard to lose a guy like that, but. Shane's done a great job for us, and Jonas and Brandon Bolden. So, we're just, I think, a bunch of grinders, and we try to come in every day and put the work in and do what our coach asks us to do. And, hopefully it keeps paying off.
You get more kicks out of watching Gronk catch the ball around.
They're both pretty spectacular in their own way. So, Gronk's just he's just a tough matchup for everybody. And then, Minitron, he can do all the different things that he's so quick, and what he did on the punt return was incredible. And then he comes out there, receiver, and makes a bunch of plays. So it was a great team win. I thought, everybody in all three phases, really helped us, achieve our goal. So it was a great win. I think we've had a lot of help from, our defense and special teams, and they've made a bunch of plays. So, we got to keep going. It's, coach said after the game, 7 wins doesn't get you anything, and that's true. And I think that we got to, keep the pedal to the metal and, get back to work and take some time to figure out the things we need to do better over the next week. And then, get ready to go to Indy, because that'll be here pretty quick. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. So, it just turned November. You see the weather's going to play a part in every game. We had snow earlier today. I didn't know what kind of game we were going to play, and it ended up being, a good day. It was a little windy out there. But, we're just going to – I think you just got to believe in what you're doing. You believe what you're doing is the right thing. And if it doesn't happen in the first 3 weeks of the season, you just got to believe in it and keep working hard at it. And I think the guys really have believed in what Coach is talking about. And I think we believed in one another, and it's got us to a good point. So, there's no reason to change now. We haven't changed much in 14 years, 15 years since I've been here. So I think, we're just going to stay at it, keep trying to make improvements, hope our best football is ahead of us. And, we got a tough one on the road that we're going to have to work hard for. I'm glad we got 2 weeks to prepare. And that would be a great win, be a great game. They are. They're a great team. I think they challenge you in a lot of ways. I'm happy we got the win. I thought, offensively, we did a lot of good things. I think there's things we do a lot better. So it was one win. They all count the same in the end. They'll have a great record at the end of the year. We know that. Hopefully we do, too.
Obviously, on a lot of great offensive teams here with the Patriots, what are some of the things you're seeing, starting to see with this team that you've seen in years past that you believe good things are ahead?
No, I think we're just, like I said, a bunch of hardworking guys that want to go out there and try to make improvements. So, you know, coach always figures out a way to challenge us. And, you know, whether that's blocking the run game, our space in the pass game, it's no, there's no magic trick. It's just you got to believe in what you're doing and put the work in and then go out there and try to execute against good teams. And this team challenged us. They got a lot of good players, a lot of good rushers, cover guys, a lot of good scheme stuff. And, you know, we're going to have to, you know, tighten some things up here, you know, going into Indy in a couple weeks.
What did they explain to you about the stoppage play where you're running guys off and on the field, fourth and one, you're trying to go for it there?
Yeah.
It's like he put his hand on you and said, hold up.
Yeah, he said you got to wait for them to substitute, and they were substituted.
Yeah, they did.
So I said, we waited. You know, they had them all out there, but then he was just holding it. And I don't know what the rule is on that, but I'm sure Coach Belichick will figure it out. It was unbelievable. That was just an incredible play. I mean, he's an incredible player, and he never, you know, everything that he does, you know, he's been making incredible catches since he got to our team. So it's just a spectacular play from a great player. And when he's going, it's hard for, you know, it's hard to match up with him because he makes plays like that. No, it's just pretty spectacular.
Was the next play a reward for that catch?
I don't know. It's, you know, I think we always try to go for the easy ones, and you know Gronk ran a great route there on the goal line and ended up being an easy throw and catch, but you know, getting us down there was the important part, and he got there to the 1 yard line and made an easy play on the next one. I think, you know, our team's playing better. I think, you know, we've executed better. We've figured out some of the things that we're good at. You know, our defense has been playing better. Everybody's been playing better. So, you know, it's a team sport. At the end of the day, there's no individual, you know, one person can't do it alone. I've been a part of so many great teams. A lot of those guys were there at halftime tonight, which I didn't get to see them. But I've been very privileged to play with great players and teammates that really work their butts off for each other. You know, that's why you string together 5 wins in a row like we've done, because it's a lot of guys working hard that believe in each other, have confidence in each other, and then you know, when you get your one day a week to go out there, you go out there and you let it rip. And I thought, you know, the guys try to do a great job of that.
Tom, you guys had a great winning percentage, obviously, in the 70s, but in this kind of weather, it might even be in the 90s. Some of your best games offensively, 50 points, 40 points in the snow, the wind, this didn't look like a 43-point kind of game when the game started. Why is that?
That's a good question. I think, you know, we practice in the elements. I mean, as you guys know, when you're out there following us, you know, we're not in the bubble very often. So I think we've had like 1 practice in there all year. And I think we just get used to playing in the cold and the wind. And, you know, our stadium has a pretty consistent wind to it. You know, a guy like Steve Gostkowski, who's, you know, one of the best kickers in the league, to kick in this conditions is pretty tough. And you're right. You never know what the forecast is going to be, but coach always says just dress for it and we'll deal with it, whether that's spring camps or whether that's, you know, during the season, and you just get accustomed to playing in it. And, you know, you have a little mental toughness and just put the elements out of your head and go out there and try to do the best you can do. Oh, he's doing a great job. I think he's really he understands the game more, obviously. I mean, that's what you get with experience. And he's just, he's a great route runner. He's got great quickness, speed, his catch radius, like Zoe said, you know, it's incredible. So he's just got all the tools, and he's just got a great attitude. You know, I love playing with him. You know, hopefully he goes down as one of the best tight ends to ever play. I think it's just a topic for people to talk about. I mean, it's hard to compare anybody. I mean, that's how I always feel. I've been lucky enough to play here. He's had an incredible career. I mean, that football has changed since I've gotten in the league. You know, he's always set a really high bar for how to play. You know, I've tried to do the same through my efforts with my team. And, the only thing I really care about is the respect of my teammates and trying to go out there every day and earn it. And, there's a lot of things that I can't control, which are things like that, which are things that, may happen on a daily basis. You just got to try to figure out the things that you can control and work hard at them and earn it every day. And, there's nothing that's given to you in this league. Peyton understands that. I've known him long enough. Like I said, that team's going to have a great record at the end of the year. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.